Hello, my name is Baba J. I am in front of you today to help complete my community service by doing this pubic service announcement. This public pubic service.
No, you can't say that.
What's that? Anyway, I'm here to do the public service announcement thing on how to drink safely during the July 4th holiday celebrations. Personally, I think after a pandemic, we have more important issues to deal with in this world. Hashtag Free Britney! So, why am I doing a safety video on drinking? Because I care. And also because it was part of a plea deal to reduce my sentence for public intoxication / indecent exposure. I would again like to apologize to all those folks who were in that Arby's that day, especially the church group. Sorry for being naked and yelling, "Arby's ain't the only one who has the meat!" By the way, I wasn't totally naked, I still had on my mask. But I digest. Ooh, hang on. Before I start, for promotional reasons, I have to say that today's video is brought to you by the new big screen teleprompter for guys with bad eyes or really old grandpa-like guys. It's the Joe Pro 2020. Whenever you have to say something important and you can't think it up yourself. It even has a doodad built in to go in your ear so you can be told your ad libs. Or in case you skip a line and your handlers panic. Whoa, these words are really big. It's almost like I should be yelling. Here are now my safety tips to all those who consume an adult beverage during the summer. Especially during the July 4th holiday. Number one. I actually have to go number one. Okay. Limit your alcohol intake, especially on a hot day, as it will lead to dehydration, heat stress, or even sunstroking. All of which I survived. But if you do, make sure you have a cooler and stick your head in it. Or you can drink on a neighbor's lawn who has a sprinkler going. You know, just thought I'd add that. No? All right.
No.
Oh, darn. I went off topic and lost count. Which one are we on now?
Two.
Oh, right. Now I'm going to do number two.
No.
never mind. Number two. Do not mix different alcohols because it might increase your chance of getting sick and hurling. That's why I don't mix alcohol with soda or juice. I just stick to alcoholic only. Good tip there on the Joe Pro 2020. Number three, try drinking non-alcoholic beer. Hey, they're not that bad, especially if you pour a little vodka in it.
No.
Mr. Director Guy, wait, why are you shaking your head? I don't know. Number four, think before you drink. Who wrote that? I think that was the comic relief tip. That's a funny one. Hey, can we take a little beer break now? What? Oh, the director is making motions. Motions like conniption fit like. He's stressed out. Dude, calm down. Have some Jack. Number five, do not drink while lighting your own fireworks. Do it while lighting someone else's. Oh, so sorry. No, just don't do it. It can lead to mistakes. Just ask my friend Fingerless Frank, or my other buddy One-Eyed Wade, or my other buddy Burned Beyond Recognition Ralph, or Singe Scrotum Scott, or... Number six, don't swim drunk. Also known as don't drink and dive. Unless someone says, you won't. And you say, who won't? And then they say, you won't. And then you say, hold my beer. And then you're kind of obligated to jump off your trailer home and into the above ground pool head first. But leave that to us professionals. This is going great. Okay. Do not place your unopened beer on the grill. Learned that the hard way. I still have aluminum shrapnel in my butt from that one. Not to mention, it was a wasted beer. Number eight, do not pass out from drinking in the sun. You will wake up redder than a baboon's backside and it'll be the most painful ride to the burn unit ever. Speaking of which, don't sunbathe nude and pass out, or you'll be taking a trip to the burn unit for your burned unit. Just saying. Hey, my court-appointed officer just left. Is he okay? Did he quit? I think he did. And finally, when drinking, be very careful operating heavy machinery, like my new homemade margarita blender with a lawnmower engine. Let me show you. Hey, do a star wipe now. Introducing the Bubbinator 8000. We're going to have 500 fire-breathing horse-powered margaritas for Cinco de Julio. Gentlemen, I'm going to start my engine. Oh, yeah, listen to that power. To make a proper margarita. Wait, can you hear me? You need a Ooh, that was fun. Drinking can be dangerous, says who? Well, stay safe, drink responsibly, and have a happy 4th of July. Well, help here. My pants are gone. Star wipe.
Silence!